You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
You know, it just, if you've never been out of the country, the hospitality that you experience in every place I've ever been, you know, from India to Guatemala to Mexico to, you know, wherever, Jamaica. But the hospitality people have there is, you know, they don't have much, but they treat you like king, you know. And so, yeah, that's in a couple of days. I'm going to Guatemala, taking a team of 15, like six high schoolers, a couple of middle schoolers. And then the rest
also,
of the
you'll have kids that will be with you. They'll be finish school and they'll be part of the missions trip.
The couple that are the kids that are going are homeschoolers and they're going with their parents and whatnot. So, yeah, we've typically done it mostly with youth. Well, I was a youth pastor. So I was a youth pastor at King's Baptist Church for 17 years. Before that, I did another 7 years of youth ministry. So I've been doing it a long time, but I recently retired from that and now I'm back to playing pharmacist and doing missions and trying to live my life on mission. I heard you talking to the other guy that was in here before me just about living your life on mission, you know, and that's really what it's all about. You know, Jesus, how are you going to use me? From even I think of, you know, there used to be Chinese students that come to VR Beach to go to flight school. Well, our church started it going over there and inviting them to Thanksgiving dinner at an American family's home. And the relationships that were built through these 60-some Chinese students come into American homes. And then, you know, then after that, I used to have them at my house maybe every other weekend, a group of them. And they cook Chinese food for us. And, you know, they would experience America and they would experience Jesus. We bring them to church Christmas Eve and do all our family traditions with a group of, you know, 15 or 20 Chinese students. And those are some pretty special times that didn't even involve, you know, leaving the States. Just involved being mission-minded where you're at. What people is God bringing into your sphere of influence right where you're at?
Right.
Even the idea of going on a cruise. Many of your listeners probably go on cruises.
Mm.
That's a mission field. You've got people from hundreds of countries there on that cruise ship that you can show them a little bit of kindness, a little bit of love, give them a little, you know, gospel track or something.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what that's
right.
going to do.
Yes. Yes. And of course, I also realize you have brought in a young man from Spain as another way of not only blessing someone, but also bringing them into your home and sharing your faith. And I think that's wonderful. Now, what has that experience been like?
That's been incredible. Yeah, he's an international foreign exchange student. We've done it a couple times, but this one was a whole year-long experience. And this man is, God has just prepared him, you know, just everything about it. I asked him about a month ago, I said, why do you think, you know, God brought you to America? He said, so I could know the truth. He's been coming to church and every time the doors open, he wants to go to business meetings and he just wants to experience everything Jesus has.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, I've had a chance to meet him. I'm a guest on your property in one of your Airbnb properties. And, you know, I think what you're saying is we're called to live a life on purpose and on mission. You know, and I think what Jesus called is the Great Commission is just what we're talking about here, how we can go into all the world, not only our local world, our neighborhoods, our families, but also into all the world. And that's why when I spoke with you yesterday, I am curious because I see this as something that the Lord may be calling me to just, again, open my eyes a little wider to the plight and the problems that are going on in the world. And, you know, we do have the benefit of so much, but you know, one thing is true is that although we live in a country of, we might say, abundance, the fact is a lot of people in our country are not particularly happy. You know, in terms of the happiness quotient, it's not as high as you might think it would be with all the things we have. And so it seems to me that much of what you're involved in is really fulfilling what Christ wants us to do to really find that sense of fulfillment and real happiness is in serving others.
Yeah, the joy that you see in the children and everywhere I've been. I've probably done mission trips in maybe 8 or 10 different countries. And the joy in people and the children is just not, it's not like that around here. They literally live in dirt floor houses with nothing, no cars, you know, barely have electricity. And yet they're the happiest kids you'll ever see, you know, and it's just something everybody, I feel like everybody needs to experience one time. It'll give you a whole different perspective, you know, on American life and gratitude and how blessed we are. I remember going to Mexico. That was my second trip. And just the love, the kids and whatnot. But there was one particular man that we were there to share the gospel. We wrote our testimony out. And we got it translated into Spanish, and we would pass those out. So I wrote out my testimony. And there was one man from Texas that I was teamed up with one day. And we were just going in all these different shops and whatnot. And this guy shared the gospel with every single person. And he led about half of them to Christ, if not more. And I was wearing contacts at the time, and I remember just bawling, just thinking,
oh, man.
This dude he's obeying what the Lord wants him to do. And I was reflecting my own life and how infrequently I was sharing the gospel. And I just, that just impacted me, you know. And then doing local, like, you know, Southeastern, you know, Georgia, Alabama, where else we've gone, to Tennessee, South Carolina, doing mission trips with young people, doing like construction and repairs and impoverished communities, and showing the love of Jesus in a practical way, and having opportunities to share with the neighbors and even other kids that are on my squad, and doing that for like 21 years and just seeing a lot of impact. And when you get outside of yourself and you go somewhere, especially as young people, if they begin to serve and get a heart to serve, it changes them. You know, I remember John Hamilton from Christian FM sharing one time, he talked about the younger you can get your children and your grandchildren out of the United States, the more it's going to impact their life. You know, he talks about destiny all the time. And it'll change the course of destiny. I remember taking my 11-year-old son, you know, before then I would never thought of taking him to Haiti. But we took Paul, he was like 11 years old, to Haiti. And it's unbelievable how the impact that seeing, oh, Haiti, one more thing. Just one day, the missionary we were working with, and I went to Haiti 5 times, and only one time we went to the market where local people share, you know, buy their food. And we walked through this market, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever experienced. Just like meat hanging from the rafters of these little huts kind of thing with flies all over them, and then fish like on the ground, just totally covered in flies, almost to the point where some of them look like fish skeletons, you know, and the smell. And we just walked through there, and I began to think about, this is probably how 2/3 of the world's population, they get their food, you know, in markets similar to this. And that just, in a way, sort of freaked me out. And a couple of the young people, remember, you know, Big James, you know, that comes to our house all the time. He couldn't even eat for like 12 hours after that. He was just so shaken, you know, by this market, and just seeing the hundreds of people just going through, and they're buying, that's where they buy their meat and stuff. So that's why you need to be careful where you eat, you know, and whatnot.
Right.
You know, when you go on these mission trips, there's certain, a lot of precautions that you need to take. You can't eat street vendor food. And, you know, you need to use wisdom, because our bodies are not accustomed to all the bacteria and stuff that they've been, you know, their body's just grown immune to it. Or God's created us pretty strong.
Well, what do you say to people that might have a fear of some of these places you end up going, where maybe there's a difficult food selection? Or how do you kind of prepare people for, you know, maybe some things that they're not used to seeing if they've never been on a missions trip? What are some of the things that we would have to prepare for to go?
Okay. The first answer is basically the whole Christian life. You could boil it down to two words: trust God. You know, that's what it all comes down to.
Right.
Every sermon that you hear, the bottom line is it: trust God. You know, and the same with this. But yeah, you have to use discretion. You can't just eat and drink the water that they drink. You know, we drink only bottled water.
Oh, okay.
You know, that kind of thing, or filtered water. You know, we don't eat from places that we know. They don't, like, the local missionaries know what places are safe and what are not. You know, I wouldn't just go into Haiti and just walk into any old place. And,
right.
Because, you know, my body would be, you know, Montezuma's revenge.
Right.
But, you know, that's why you go in an organization or a church and you go with people that are on the ground there. They know what's safe, what's not safe, you know, what places to avoid, you know. So I wrote a list of excuses that people may use.
Oh, good. Why don't we talk about that? That might really speak to some people who are listening to us.
All right. So I think probably the number one excuse is, I think, is fear. You know, we're comfortable where we're at.
Well, I'm feeling that way myself. As you're talking to me and I'm listening to you, since I've never been on a short-term missions, I'm thinking, well, Bob, you know, I kind of have a sensitive stomach. I'm not really sure if this is for me. So, yeah, keep talking.
All right. So, again, that comes down to, you know, trusting God. You know, another thing I've written down is a lot of people in our society and whatever, they've got pets and they've got dogs and, you know, animals they have to take care
of. I can't leave them, Bob. Bob, I can't leave them. I mean, what am I going to do? Will I have the person who's visiting at our home take care of all of our pets? I mean, what can we do?
Not everybody has a Dave like you to watch after the farm animals at our house.
Well, but the point is you have commitments. You have family. You leave your family. You leave your pets. And God makes a way.
You can figure it out. Yeah, God will give me a way. Some of you had children, young children. We didn't do that many missions when our children were really young. I think we had a newborn and a 2-year-old the first time I went on mission trip. And, of course, my wife didn't go. Another reason people wouldn't go or fearful to go is I don't have the money. You know, I don't have the time off work. I only have so much vacation. You know, the whole money thing is trust God. If he wants you to go on this trip, he will provide. People are really generous, you know, in churches. In the Christian community, if you're going, you know, I've written fundraiser letters. I've just said to people in my church, you know, I'm going to go. God's calling me to go in this.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Good news for the shame. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter. The one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our
deeply from the fountain of of salvation. And in that wonderful day, I will sing, thank the Lord. I praise his name. Thank the Lord. I praise his name.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Hello, WCNO family. This is Jonathan McLean. I'm the general manager of WCNO. We had an awesome prayer and share. Thank you so much for being a part of that. A few of you have not yet responded. We are so close to meeting our goal. Give us a shout and let's get this thing finished off. God bless all of you. Call us, 772-221-1100.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
In your glory. resurrection is seen in the power of the Holy Spirit, brought forth from the tomb, the resurrected Christ, the powerful Christ. Through his resurrection, he completed the plan of salvation, obtained a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Because he sits at his right-hand side, we have an intercessor that will ever plead our case, and we're free in the power of his Spirit.
Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Our God knows what he is doing. In Ephesians, Paul says, and his gifts to the church were varied, and he himself appointed some as apostles, special messengers, some as prophets, who speak a new message from God to the people, some as evangelists, who spread the good news of salvation, and some as pastors and teachers, to shepherd and guide and instruct. And he did this to fully equip and perfect the saints, God's people, for works of service, to build up the body of Christ, the church, until we reach oneness in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, growing spiritually to become a mature believer, reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ, so that we are no longer children, tossed back and forth like ships on a stormy sea and carried about by every wind of shifting doctrine, by the cunning and trickery of unscrupulous men, by the deceitful schemes of people ready to do anything for personal profit. So, as we allow God's plan of his fivefold ministry to flow, then we grow and mature. We can truly do all things through Christ Jesus. And if you would like Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, say with me now, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Now, Holy Spirit will do the rest. I pray God's divine protection over President Donald J. Trump and Elon Musk and everything pertaining to them. Common sense is a wonderful thing. Child of God, you have the mind of Christ and Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth. May I encourage you to be hot and not lukewarm. Let the reverential fear of Almighty God fuel your desire to achieve the purpose for which you were sent. The Bible says reverential fear of Almighty God is the beginning of wisdom. So we must keep declaring Jesus, keep declaring scripture, keep spreading the gospel. That's what Jesus did. When you lift up Jesus, you are sending that Antichrist spirit out. You have the power of the light to shine in a dark world. So keep shining spiritually, and darkness will flee physically. Hallelujah. Those who know their God will do exploits. So ask with me now, Holy Spirit, show me your truth in all things. Child of God, you be a place of revival. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you. into the lies, that it won't bother with your cries. Don't you know that he hears you? It's hard to pull out of that place where the thoughts of unworth race. Don't you know that he loves you? No matter where, no matter where, no matter what you've been through, no matter, God will meet you. No matter where, no matter where, no matter what you've been through, no matter, God will meet you. He'll to learn the wisdom to ignore the whispers of the enemy. Let his mercy pour inside of you. Let his spirit speak the truth. And you'll find he is there waiting. No matter where, no matter where, no matter what you've been through, no matter, God will meet you. No matter where, no matter where, no matter what you've been through, no matter, God will meet you. He'll meet you. Come on.
Christ our God, spilling his The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Maybe I could run. Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Heaven and earth adore your name. Kingdoms come and kingdoms go. Your word remains the same. You are there before creation. Ancient of days, you reign forever. We bow.
winds go, but your word remains the same. You were there before creation, ancient of days. You reign forever.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.